The coronavirus pandemic has been throwing sports for a loop all year long. On Monday, the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference, which is home to six D3 schools in Indiana, announced they're moving football, volleyball, and soccer to the spring. And then a few hours after that, the Great Lakes Valley Conference announced similar plans. Division II UIndy, University of Indianapolis, part of the GLVC, and the director of athletics for the Greyhounds is Scott Young, his first year as the athletic director at UIndy. Scott, it's been off to a very interesting start to your job at UIndy. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news from the GLVC that they're moving some of the fall sports to the spring?
You know, Rob, it was a tough moment when we got that announcement from the GLVC. We had conversations the end of last week and prepared for the announcement yesterday, just concerned about our student athletes and making sure that we keep them connected to the university. Obviously, we're still able to maintain our number one priority here at the University of Indianapolis, that our student athletes can win in the classroom. So we'll still have tremendous opportunities from an academic standpoint. And then very fortunately, with just the sports being moved to the spring, while not the perfect scenario for us, it still does provide us opportunities to offer practices and those type of things in the fall. So we should be in a good place once we get the student athletes back on campus here to go through some full practices and prepare for the spring. And like I mentioned, be able to provide our number one opportunity and our goal, which is win in the classroom.
Now, it's not all fall sports that are moving to the spring, right?
Correct. Cross country will be able to start their schedule as normal. And then also the sports of golf and tennis, swimming and diving, and also indoor track and field will be able to maintain their current normal schedule for the academic year.
So could you explain to the listeners why some of these sports are still good for the fall and then some have been moved to the spring?
The GLVC presidents made that selection based on the categories submitted by the NCAA, with being low to medium risk sports and basically their contact level and their risk. So those sports that I mentioned that are still going to go on as normal are either low or medium, where the sports that have been moved with volleyball, men's and women's soccer, and football are considered high-risk sports.
So how are some of the teams, football, volleyball, soccer, how are some of the coaches and players reacting to the news?
The coaches have been great here at UIndy. They understand that this provides them a tremendous opportunity to prepare for the spring season, more time with their teams. You know, it's been a little bit of all of them lost most of their spring season last year when everything kind of went down in March. So this really provides them an opportunity to coach more and get their student athletes better and then be prepared for the spring. Obviously, on the other side, there's a little bit of a disappointment that under the current situation with the NCAA championships still being in the fall as previously scheduled, that there will not be an opportunity for these student athletes to compete for an NCAA championship. So that's a little bit disappointing, but also just a lot of optimism within the coaches and the student athletes that they have this opportunity to get better and they do still have an opportunity to compete in the spring.
I was going to ask, where do they go from here? So they're just going to keep practicing for the next 8 months?
Yeah, we're going to be on campus and practices. I'm sure there'll be some scrimmages and such amongst themselves and with practice time and just really take advantage of the opportunity to get better. I think I've had an opportunity to speak to all four of our fall sports yesterday morning in conversations, and I think everybody's committed to be back on campus and continue to get better and focus on academics. And like I said, we'll be all prepared for the spring, and really our priorities will not change. As I spoke to them yesterday, is that at the University of Indianapolis, we win, and that we will continue to win when we do have that opportunity to compete in the spring.
What are some of the safety precautions that the coaches and players and teams have been going through while they've been practicing?
Yeah, we currently have all of our sports have been offered opportunities for voluntary workouts here this summer. We've been going for here about a month. We are doing pre-screenings in the way of COVID testing prior to their arrival. We did some retests along the way. We do daily screenings each day when the student athletes and coaches come into the facility. They answer a questionnaire. They get their temperature check. We put a wristband on them so we know who's supposed to be in the facility and who is not. So it's really went really well. We've been able to keep everyone safe here so far in the summer and been able to get some good workouts in with our student athletes. So I think the process is going pretty smooth so far.
Now, you mentioned the NCAA, if I got this right, nearly half of the conferences in Division II have now made changes like this where some fall sports are moving to the spring. Do you have any idea if the NCAA will keep it the way it is and just say, sorry about those conferences and teams, you won't be eligible to compete for a championship? Or have you heard any rumors or rumblings that the NCAA might make some changes to the championships?
You know, that's an interesting conversation, and I've been on some NCAA meetings. I serve on the NCAA Legislation Committee, and we've had some conversations. But I really feel at this point that the championships will remain as scheduled. I'm not sure entirely their internal conversations, and really don't know the feasibility from an NCAA standpoint if that decision could be made with Division I, Division II, and Division III not moving their championships together. So I'm not sure Division II has the capabilities of just moving their championships. And that's one of those things that I don't completely understand the process of how that would go about, if it's going to be just Division II or all three divisions would need to make that decision. I do know that that decision down at the NCAA office is made by the NCAA Board of Governors and not by directly the NCAA Division II staff.
So do you think that this will have an impact on D1 at any point?
I mean, I have not been any part of the Division I conversations. Obviously, it's a little bit different with, just their priorities and, obviously the financial impact on those institutions with the Division I football. I mean, unfortunately, at Division II, our entire athletic department is not funded on having a football season, where there's a lot of the Power Five conferences that's seeing just crazy numbers with the amount of money they would lose if they didn't have a football season this upcoming fall. So I think that definitely impacts their decisions. And I know none of our colleagues at the Division I institutions would ever put the health or safety of their student athletes at risk. But I do think that they have to at least consider that financial impact as well.
Again, we're talking with the director of athletics at the University of Indianapolis, Scott Young. The Great Lakes Valley Conference, which is what UIndy competes in, moving football, volleyball, and soccer, normally fall sports, to the spring of 2021. Scott, let me ask you this. Do you think this is the right move to move these sports to the spring?
You know, the number one priority for us is to make sure that we keep our student athletes healthy and safe. So I do think that this provides us the best opportunity to provide that for our student athletes. When moms and dads make the decision to send their sons and daughters to the University of Indianapolis to compete in athletics and for an education, I mean, that's our number one priority, is to make sure that we take care of them and we're their families once they get here on campus, especially those that are traveling from large distances. And I do think that this provides us the best opportunity as the Great Lakes Valley Conference to keep all of our coaches, administrators, and our student athletes healthy and safe. We also have a priority to the rest of the campus community to make sure that we're keeping everybody on campus safe as well. So all those priorities together, I do think that basically this does provide us that best opportunity.
Scott Young, he's the director of athletics at the University of Indianapolis. Scott, do you have anything else to add?
Just encourage everyone to come out and watch us in the spring. I think our student athletes are going to be really hungry once we get to that time frame. We will receive an update on the sports of men's and women's basketball and wrestling by October 1st. So holding out hope that we can get those sports started as scheduled and be able to compete with their competitions in November. And we're definitely looking forward to getting all of our student athletes back, getting them in the classroom, and getting them back on the practice field here in the fall.
All right, Scott, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking some time with us and talking about the changes fall to the spring. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys participate in the spring of 2021.
Thanks, Rob.